Tinnison, seated alone at a small table, playing a game of Rayleighian solitaire, divided his attention between the big room as a whole and the office of Bominger, in neither of which was anything definite happening. Then a wave of excitement swept over the agents as five men wearing thought screens entered the room and, sitting down at a reserved table, called for cards and drinks, and Kinnison thought it time to send his warning. Gerond! Winstead! Three-way! It's going to break soon now, I think. Tonight. Agents all over the place. Five men with thought screens here on the floor. Nervous tension high. Lots more agents outside. For blocks. General precaution, I think. Not specific. Not suspicious of me, at least not exactly. Afraid of spies with a sense of perception. Virgilians or Proscenians or such. Just killed an Ordovic on general principles over on the next block. Get your gangs ready, but don't come too close. Just close enough so you can be here in 30 seconds after I call you. What do you mean, not exactly suspicious? What have you done? Nothing I know of. Any one of a million possible small slips I may have made. Nothing serious, though, or they wouldn't have let me hang around this long. You're in danger. No armor, no delameter, no anything. Better come out of it while you can. And missed what I've spent all this time building up? Not a chance. I'll be able to take care of myself, I think. Here comes one of the boys in a screen to talk to me. I'll leave my lens open so you can sort of look on. Just then, Bominger's screen went down and Kinnison invaded his mind, taking complete possession of it. Under his domination, the fat man reported to the Bosconian, reported truly and fully. In turn, he received orders and instructions. Had any inquisitive stranger been around, or anyone on the planet using any kind of a mind-ray machine since that quadruply accursed lensman had held that trial? Oh, that was what had touched them off. Kinnison was glad to know it. No, nothing unusual at all. And just at that critical moment, when the lensman's mind was so busy with his task, the stranger came up to his table and stared down at him dubiously, questioningly. "Well, what's on your mind?" Kinnison growled. He could not spare much of his mind just then, but it did not take much of it to play his part as a dock walloper. "You another of them slime-lizard house numbers snooping around to see if I'm trying to run a blazer? By Clonu and all his cubs! If I hadn't lost so much money here already, I'd tear up this deck and go over to Crolio's and never come near this crummy joint again. His rot gut can't be any worse than yours is." "Don't burn a jet, pal." The agent, apparently reassured, adopted a conciliatory tone. "Who in hell ever said you was a pal of mine, you rat-ratalidgian, gigian pimp?" A supposedly three-quarters drunken, certainly three-quarters naked, lensman got up, wobbled a little, sat down again heavily,